the issue of job creation in stimulating the economy. The second is making sure that our young people in particular are upskilled and ready for the workforce. And at the moment, we've got a quarter of our young people out of work, and that's just not good enough. That's a lost generation.
How do you feel, you know, you've previously had that Youth Affairs portfolio, the two, as we were discussing earlier with Phil Goff, dovetailed together quite nicely in some senses?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're tackling unemployment in New Zealand at the moment. We've got a group of vulnerable people who are heavily impacted by increasing unemployment. They are young people, Pacifica and Māori in particular, and that's what we need to focus on.
We heard this phrase used before, a lost generation.
Absolutely. We saw it in the 90s. We're seeing it again today, and it's a time that the government's taken to task on it.
Interesting first day, you get the employment portfolio, the figures in my hand here, you know, 8,000 jobs gone from the last quarter.
Just in one quarter, and as I've said, 6.8% unemployment, it's not just a statistic, it's 158,000 Kiwis.
Did you answer this wrong?
I've always expressed an interest in continuing to work on youth unemployment issues. I'm grateful that now it's been broadened out and I have the ability to tackle it across the board. So no, not specifically, but it's a challenge I'm very grateful for.
Would you have preferred a different sort of figure to start with rather than 8,000 more jobs gone?
158,000 Kiwis is far too many. Of course, Labor wants to see unemployment levels coming down, but while you have an inactive government on job issues, I can't see it going in any other direction.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.